Today we're talking about issues relating to our Tamil community here in Aotearoa, and we're joined for a kōrero by Raveen Anamalai and the Tamil community gathered with Tangata Whenua for the second time at Papakura Marae in Auckland. Now around 350 people attended the inaugural hui in Rotorua last year, and Raveen, the founding member and president of Aotearoa New Zealand Federation of Tamil Sangha, says he wants the annual gathering to inspire other ethnic communities to start engaging with Tangata Whenua, and he's with us today. Raveen, tēnā koe, my name is Dale, and a warm welcome to Māori Radio, Radio Wāte. Raveen, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, kia ora, kei te pia koe.
Kei te pai, tēnā koe, Raveen. Look, I think what you're doing here is really neat, because a lot of new communities feel perhaps a little anxious about this Māori dimension here within our lands, but you've got to get to know people, and that's really what this is all about. What was your thinking when you put on the table the idea of meeting with Tangata Whenua last year in Rotorua and now in Papakura, Raveen? How does this strengthen our understanding of each other?
Well, it is all inspired by my Malaysian attitude. I'm a Malaysian Tamil born, and of course my parents, grandparents, they're all from the southern region of Tamil Nadu. So that Malaysian attitude, which we call it in a Malay language, it's called the Muhiba attitude or the Gotong Royong attitude, which in Māori is more like Whaka Whanau Tanga, relationship, building relationship. So I brought that attitude here to New Zealand, and that was my aspiration that I took off from there to understand more on the Tangata Whenua values, cultural, and how do we connect with the Tangata Whenua. First, we need to accept we are in your home. We are in the Māoridom. We are in the Māori land. So how do we connect with them? How do we understand? And my humble self would like to see the Tamil community, a thriving community in New Zealand, but understanding every Māori values as a pathway to settle down in this country.
Well, it's a neat attitude here. In fact, we might be a little bit more linked than we realise. Can you tell us a little bit about this a bronze ship's bell that has puzzled, I guess, historians? It's seemingly 500 years old, and it sits in Te Papa, but it was used by our people in Whangarei to cook with, but has an inscription in Tamil, and it's long puzzled historians due to its mysterious origins. Has this artefact helped to forge stronger Tamil-Māori connections, Raveen?
Okay. That even puzzled me when I understood there's a Tamil bell sitting in Te Papa Marae. But it's an information that I would like to share here. Now, even if you Google now, while talking to me, if you Google now, which is the oldest language in the world, the Google will say Tamil language. Tamil is the seventh top classic language in the world, of course, with all other languages. So the entire Tamil community was puzzled with the Tamil bell sitting in Te Papa Museum. So that we have done quite a bit of research on that. We had Tamil scholars came here last year for the first Tamil conference in New Zealand. So that Tamil conference officially launched four different outcomes, which the first one was the 3-3-3 translation in Tamil, 101 Whakatoki in Tamil, Maori Tamil coin, and also the launch of first Te Reo Maori classes in Newlands, Wellington. So we pretty much got near to the outcomes that we really want to see and really wanted to share with the community. So this Tamil bell was a turning point for us. How do we connect? What is the history behind it? And that is the reason our first hui, Maori Tamil hui, was held in Rotorua, which happened to be a grand success. Ever since then, we are moving on, and we concluded the second one in Rotorua, and the next one is lined up to be happening in Dunedin.
It's interesting to me. Can I express my ignorance here for a moment?
Yes.
You know, Māori have suffered from negative stereotyping through mainstream media for many generations now, Raveen.
Mm.
And I just worry that the same might be said of the way Tamil have been portrayed in our news media across the decades. Like I'm familiar with the sort of disparaging attitude towards Tamil Tigers, for instance, out of Sri Lanka. And so I ask, because many of our listeners too perhaps won't realise, is Tamil a people? Because I note that you are across many different countries, or a religion. How do you describe what Tamil is to the uninitiated, Raveen?
Tamil is a language, and it is spread all over the world. It is spread all over the world now. And with the tragedies that took place in Sri Lanka, Tamil people migrated, was moved to different part of the world. And with that move, with that migration, we had seen a lot of language prosperity in other countries, and also the developments of Tamil temples in many, many other countries. So, of course, what happened in Sri Lanka is to our heart. The tragedy is still fresh in our minds. You can't erase that from us, what we have gone through as Tamil people. When I say Tamil people means, or Maori people, or Tangata Whenua, we are one people. Our dialects can change in different way. Just like the UK English and the Kiwi English, the accent differs, but the language is English. So we, from Malaysians, we speak slightly a different dialect. The Sri Lankan Tamil speak a different dialect. The southern region part of Tamil Nadu speaks a little bit. So, but end of the day, Tamil is our address. Tamil is our language. And that is what we are preserving in this country. Though we are miles away from where we are originated, but we feel language is so important. And that's the reason in Auckland at Papakura Marae, our first topic was about language resurgence, uniting languages between the Tamil and Maoris. So this is the start. We want to embark on this, and we got four more hui's to go on. By the time we reach the fourth hui in Wellington, it is going to be a different dimension overall, because every hui is teaching us something new and how do we connect more effectively with Tangata Whenua. So I'm looking at the vision very positively. And the things that happening around me is really encouraging me to push forward, me and my team on board.
It's been interesting to feel you comfortably using your own Māori kupu in your conversation. And it's a reminder, too, that language is so important. How many similarities have you noted between Tamil language and Reo Māori, Raveen?
Many, many. The re, ru, and all, kia ora, and all that has got so many explanations. Let's say, mawawi, I'm sick, I'm unwell, vera, hot. So vera means hot in Maori, but in vera means is brave in Tamil. So look at it. There are lots of similarities that I can throw on board. And look at the whakatokis. That we have translated to Tamil, that is all bounce back or binds or connects back to our Tamil literature called Tamil script called Thirukural, which is 3,000 years old. Now that's the next motivation. How can we translate Thirukural that consists 1,330 verses that we wish to translate that in Maori now? So that's an effort that we are working towards that goal, because it's a verse of seven words, and it's all related to language, virtues, moral, respecting one another. And even the 101 whakatoki that we translated from Maori to Tamil relates to virtues, respect, and how we unite together, you know. So I'm honestly in love with the Maori culture, by the Maori language, because end of the day we talk about whakawhanautanga relationship and so many other values, you know. And that reminds me, the famous Maori quote, tui tui tangata, tui tui korowai. You know, it takes a great strength of skills, endurance, patience to build a strong community. And that's what I'm delivering now.
Been nice meeting you, my friend. Thank you for sharing some kōrero. All the best with the ongoing hui. And for our whānau Māori listening today, bear in mind that our Tamil community here in Aotearoa are reaching out to bring us closer together. There are many similarities that we share. And next time you bump into somebody who might have a Tamil background, be mindful that these moves have been made across Aotearoa's New Zealand Federation of Tamil Sangam. And we've been talking today with Ravin, Anamalai
means mountain.
Oh, yep. Mountain. Okay, Ravin, yep. Anamalai. Thank you, Ravin. It's been very nice meeting you, and all the best.
Kia pa mai e hua, karawi.
Kia ora te watu, e hua. Ravin, Anamalai.